Hey y'all, it's your girl Taylor Eve, and it's Eve's Mental Notes. Hey, so I want to thank you guys for rocking with your girl for them two episodes when my voice was It's not going no more. So now we can really get into it. It's going to be a lot going on. You're going to expect a lot from Eve's Mental Notes. You're going to get some good jams, some good interviews with different people about all kinds of fucking topics. That's good. Ooh. Tuck your shit. Eve's Mental Notes. Oh, what? Tuck your shit. Tuck. Hey. They what? They wanna know who's that girl. Hey. Yeah. Say what? That's me. Hey, nigga, what? Yes. Shout out to the herb. Keep you in the sky at all times. Alrighty now. You gotta keep me on track, Sway. Shout out to Sway. Woo woo. Alrighty. So, the hand motions like he just couldn't say nothing. Bring it back. Cut it up. Woo. Hey, y'all, I'm goofy. I don't even care. We're going to keep that in there. Fuck the editing shit. Okay, I'm going to be real with y'all. Been up since 5 o'clock this morning. Been at work for 10 hours. But I'm here with y'all because I want to be here with y'all, okay? We got some good topics today. Yes, we got some good topics today. We're definitely going to dive into more about the family thing for sure. I mean, I think that's very important on how we should deal with family members who do treat us a certain way. You know, it is hard dealing with those type of people for sure. And really who you should surround yourself with, or you should help surround those type of people, you know, your family members around, to help them become better. Maybe that could help them. I do feel like, you know, helping people become better people is the ultimate goal to being better people, right? Whew. Let me go get my lighter for this one. Family. Man, my dad, he just be like,
it just be hard when you got, you know, a picture of your daughter right here in her graduation gown, and you got a picture of a big booty girl. You kind of be like, I'm like, I look at this nigga like,
what the fuck?
I understand what type of nigga he is. Oh, you understand? You
would you say that type shit, man?
Yeah. And I'm just like, but you know, I think I never really pressed any issues with him or with how he says or what he be saying because of the respect level, because you are my dad. No matter how much I be like, oh, you a sperm donor and shit, I just got respect. But as I got older, I understood that he is going to be him. He's been him ever since before me, before any of his kids. This has always been this man. I sat one time with my grandma. I had went home, and this was after we fell out. I had went home, and we finally, I guess, talked. And we was at my grandma's house, and we sat up all night, and we just talked. Talking about, didn't go to sleep at all. He's just sitting here, and he's just talking about his life,
And then I really understood. Like, he really had, like, you know, a hard life where really he did what he wanted to do still. And back and forth from Detroit to Columbus. His whole dad's side of the family in Detroit. So you already know. Shit. Nigga, what? The 90s? So, I'm like, okay. Maybe then, okay, cool. I understand where I'm at now. I can see your viewpoint. I'm like, okay. I'm not gonna snap at him. I'm gonna just understand him. And then I can understand how I should move. Never give him too much. See, that's what I was talking about in the other episode, right? You give people the type of people that they deserve. You still being your genuine self, but understand that, you know, what's up, you good? Nah, I'm really struggling, but I'm good. Because you ain't about to try to play me at all. Period. Because he petty. All he'll do really is he'll call me and he'll talk about my brothers and sisters. About what they doing and what they kids doing and how they kids bad and how they bad and stupid and all that kind of shit. And I'm just listening to him like, well, why are you calling them that? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'll be confused. Like, because they are. You know
they are. You know they're retarded.
What? Then I just understood, man.
This nigga don't always be here.
He went from talking about he want to go to Disney, planning a family Disney trip and all this other stuff, you know, because like I said, this nigga was making money. Like, he was making money as like a contractor for painting and having like whole apartments where he was working on each individual unit shit by himself and had other people under him. But since he's still in that nigga phase, he was fucking with the wrong nigga, putting the wrong niggas on. Fucked him over on his shit. Then he mad. Now he got all this bad karma just trickling. Boom, 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 boom. Listen. So if he calls me tomorrow, what's up? What you doing? Like, ain't shit ever happened. The fuck, I ain't got time to be trying to dwell on nobody's past, nigga. I grew up on this shit. It's insanity. It's literally insanity to keep allowing this nigga to keep antagonizing me over and over again because of how he is or, you know, how he want to be disrespectful. That's why I'm just watching my sister and how she's just crying and she just talking, like, really talking to him. And I'm like, damn. It's like everything that I was going through. I'm like, oh, I'm just trying to help her. Like, girl, you just gotta understand. Like, he gonna be him. If he come around, he come around. But baby girl, what you need help with? Let's figure this shit out. Because at the end of the day, he's going to be him. He's not willing to sacrifice him not being him to be a father. Because now he like, shit, all my kids grown. They go, what? No, sir. Your kids are not grown. Just because your kids are grown don't mean they're grown. Because you left your kids a long time ago. So your kids technically are still at that age that you left them. Because they don't know you. You haven't genuinely helped them. It's always okay. You know what I'm saying? It's never like, damn, okay. All right, cool. What you need? I got you. Of course, daughter, I got you. No. You either gotta work. I got this work for you. I got you something to sell. I can give you a hustle to figure out. We'll be chilling with his bitch. Living a life, taking trips, shopping trips and shit. When I got older, I was always like, you know what? I don't even give a fuck with the whole past with me and my dad. Like, you know what I'm saying? I legit, like, just forgive it. Like, fuck it. It is what it is. Like, I genuinely, like, I'm not tripping. But my little, like, the little ones, like, you can at least do right by them. Like, you grown, bro. You 50, bro. You 50. You 50, my nigga. What you doing? What you really doing? Excuse me. Whew, I'm hungry. But yeah, what you really doing? Did I have this for a while? I can't remember. But that's why with family, it's like, you gotta let them be them. Tell them, ease it into them, like, what you, how you feel, and what, you know, what they should be doing, you know, how it affects you personally, your perspective about it. You know what I'm saying? Because then when you do that, then you'll get a, maybe a different response. Because then maybe they'll give you their perspective. Then you can really honestly be like, okay. Bro, no, that's not how it was. That's not how it was. But that's on that level. Because if y'all was ever cool, then that's how we should go. But on my shit, he done told me straight up, he just selfish. He's very self-centered. We've sat and we've talked and he's literally like, I'm up. Cause I'm raw. I'm gonna ask questions like, I'm not understanding. Like, yeah. Or I'm gonna be straight up for it. Like, yeah, you are very selfish. I have 8 kids, like, and I do for not damn one of them. Not for real. Even when you can, now that you're able, you know what I'm saying? If you really wanted to do right, you know what I mean? Like, he's just so slick, might be multiple personalities. Low key, now that I'm thinking about it, he got a lot of different versions of himself. That's some real nigga shit. But I just want my little sister to just be like, okay, wake up. Wake up. You grown. You 18, baby girl. You grown. You got a baby. You grown. You grown as fuck. So it's time to make some moves. What you trying to do? You know what I'm saying? Oh, it's all good, though. They're going to be all right. Because I ain't going to stop talking. I'm always going to be that person. What you going through? I'm going to give you my tidbit because you need to hear it because you not hearing it. If you acting like this, you not hearing what I'm telling you right now. Because if you hear what I'm telling you right now, then you will understand that's not even how you're supposed to move. Mm-mm. Shit we don't talk about, right? Man, but the one thing we got to talk about. That I have not touched on is Robert and Michael. Oh, so it's Eve's mental notes. Eve's mental notes. I'm here to talk my shit so you can talk your shit whenever you want to. So check. Michael, right? Michael Jackson. Ooh. Robert Kelly. Ooh. I'm so torn on this. I'm so torn. Because it's like, as a woman, for Robert, I can understand how he can, one, appear who he seems to be to everybody and to those little girls. And to how he may feel like it's not even wrong. Because when I was growing up, I mean, you know, I was 15, 16. Dudes were trying to really talk to us and they was 21, 22. High school girls talking to dudes that's in college. Like, that was real life. But the downfall is the act behind it. It's not like necessarily when people are sitting here and they're like, oh, they're trying to tear another black man down. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So what if he has a whole bunch of girlfriends? Like, I get that. That's cool. But how you obtain those girlfriends is different. How you have these girls at the end of the day is still manipulation, even if you're not sitting here doing anything malicious. And I would say not doing anything malicious because it really depends on the perspective of the two parties. So to the girls, it wasn't malicious. Like, you know, it could be literally like they feel like they're being loved. Shit, ain't no man ever told me I was this beautiful. We don't know what these girls went through at their own homes. Yes, the parents. Yes, the parents. Where are the parents? See, the parents sold their kids. No, they probably did not sell their kids. They probably literally was like, damn, baby girl can sing. Fuck it. Let's tell her now that she 18. It could even be that type of situation. When you really look at the whole play, when you really look at it, instead of trying to look at it from side to side, like at the end of the day, yeah, the girls know what they was fucking doing. They knew what they was not supposed to be doing. You know you're not supposed to be no grown ass man. You know you're not supposed to be doing this. But I was 15 and I understood when you feel like you grown and you want to do what you want to do. Can't nobody tell you what you want to do. Yeah, these little boys is cute, but this man right here got a car. He can take me. That's just society. It's not about black people or the society, you know, the media tearing the black man down, which I do agree with to a degree, but we have so many outlets now where we can, if y'all want to, create your own platform for Elvis and whoever else. Harvey Weinstein got multiple documentaries about what the fuck he was doing. I watched one the other day. That shit was like 3 years ago. You pay attention to what you want to pay attention to when it's relevant to you. That's some real nigga shit. Because it's like, when nobody... you can't bring up Harvey Weinstein in the conversation about R. Kelly because that shit, the past. They've already done that. Y'all wasn't in no uproar about these white women getting fucked up. Y'all wasn't feeling no type of way because this white man was on trial for this. He couldn't have done it. Y'all wasn't doing that for them. So I can't look at it as it's a black thing. For sure. Because the media outlets do portray these men. Maybe not Elvis, but are you willing to go that far? Then why are you talking about it? If y'all not willing to make the shebang, Elvis marries 14-year-old girl, don't mess with nobody over the age of 15. Come on now, people. Then what you mad for? Come on now. Because I get it. I 100% get it. But you cannot control the media. These folks control Lifetime. MSNBC or whoever the hell Gayle was with, they paid R. Kelly. R. Kelly did that to himself. So don't care if he's like, oh, they're trying to... No. R. Kelly could have declined. If it was that deep, he could have declined. But I'm not about to sit here and trying to be petty for no grown-ass man when y'all know it is. My whole thing is... I see a lot of people or a lot of men who are really quick to be like, dang, they're trying to put a black man down, woo, woo, woo. But not one time do they say, damn, that's fucked up that black girls went through that. Or, you know, when that's the issue at hand. That's the issue at hand. That should have been the first reaction because technically that could have been your mama. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just really how I feel about it. Because it's like, black men are so quick to be like, man, black women are this, black women are that, got a fucked up attitude and all this other stuff, but y'all not protecting a black woman. Y'all not really doing what y'all supposed to do. Because if y'all was, y'all got a homeboy who like young girls. Y'all know some niggas who be stretching the line like, bro, what? You know that's not right, but y'all not saying nothing. From all these different interviews I was listening to when they asked about people about R. Kelly or about the things that be going on in the industry involving like against women, and not just black women but all women, and they say they talk about how they see things but don't say nothing. So are you at fault? Cause you feel like it's not your business? Cause you see, you know somebody who does this to people, who is this type of person. So technically you are responsible, right? If not, then how the fuck are all these other people responsible for what Robert got going on? The person is the person, right? If they knew and didn't say nothing, but you know the same type of people. So I'm not. So it's so hard for me because I look at it completely deeper than Robert making this whole show. Come on now, Robert. I was acting like that when I was getting caught up in some shit. I mean, you know, when it comes to, first of all, the young girl is definitely, you know, at fault somewhat because she understands her actions and what she's doing. But if she was told no, then she's all good. You're grown. You have the control over that. A young girl is being rebellious. You understand the law. But then again, you know, like I said, it would be different if it was on some real life lovey-dovey type shit. Like, you my one and only type shit. My granny was 16. My pawpaw was 20 years old. They've been married for 75 years. So I understand. Love don't got no A sometimes, and it be like that. But that's when it's love, not when it's shit. I'm trying to have a couple girls. We about to record and shit. They 15. We about to whoop. I'm about to have you do this allegedly. But I mean, I can only imagine if these girls been with you for some years and baby girl ain't even 21. So, I mean, you know, it just sucks when I'm a woman and then I'm a black woman. And it's like, I understand. Because the only person who understands a man's actions like that is that man. And that is manipulation. When you trying to smooth talk some young girls. And if they with it, then you already know what you're doing. That means you had every intent. I'm saying, come on. No. That's not, it's not right. But the fact that I have black men sitting here more upset about R. Kelly being broadcasted and what he's been doing being broadcasted than being upset about the black girls that are, it doesn't matter if it's been proven or not. If they sitting here saying it, it has not been proven that it has not been the truth. So what you gonna do then, huh? What can you do then? I just would never understand that. And then the whole thing about Michael Jackson. I mean, I watched the Leaving Neverland documentary that they did with HBO. And it was very, very, very interesting. because they sat there and really talked about how they love this man unconditionally. How it really, like, just watching it, like, they really described a love affair. Like, it was never on, like, no manipulation. Like, they were slaves and they was kept up under, like, how these black girls are. Okay. And one of the boys, man, well, grown man now, they, you know, he had, like, rings that Michael had given him, supposedly, and just really just real detailed about all of that. And for me, just by observing who Michael was, I'm not gonna say knowing because I don't know him, but observing from what I've seen, what I've heard, recordings I've heard of him, I truly believe that was definitely the case. And it was never on, like I said, sometimes it doesn't have to be on anything that could be manipulation. With Michael, it could have been on some relationship type shit. Because that was how his mind was stuck at that age, period. His mind was literally stuck. Because there's no way you're a grown man, you know? Crocodile Dundee loved animals and shit, but he was a grown ass man. Michael was still a child. So, why can't survivors have a story to tell about somebody that you fuck with because you don't want to fuck with their history? That doesn't make any sense. We don't know this man's history. We don't know if this really happened. Yes, Michael is not here, no longer here, but it's been multiple allegations and these men are not, I mean, you know, sometimes, like I said, when it's love, it's just like when people get abused. These people got hella domestic violence calls and shit, but they still with this man. Okay, well, they under, on trial, you like, okay, I'm ready, but then you like, dang, man. I really loved him. Like, I'm talking about when you really watch this in the details, I'm talking about the details, sexual details, everything, just like about, woo, it was crazy. But when I watched it and I watched the Oprah interview, and it was like, it was cool because Oprah's always been an advocate for male sexual victims. Like, she had a whole episode where the whole crowd were men who had been sexually abused when they were children. So she's always been an advocate about this. So, you know, I don't really understand. Well, here goes another one. Black woman tearing another king down. Like, who's going to talk about what's happening? This has to be talked about. I'm sorry that this, she's Harvey Weinstein's friend. Okay, well, Harvey Weinstein already has documentaries. None of his victims are saying, okay, well, shit, I want to talk about this. These people are literally having a whole movie. I'm talking about the movie was long. I mean, the documentary was long. It had to be like 4 hours. Details. It was wild. So I'm torn. It's just so hard because I look at it so in a different light, and just I really go deep into it, like on other people. Like, people, when people look at what happens on social media or happens in the media, they look at the face value. Oh, the media slaying another black man. Well, why? Okay, so I see why. But the one thing, the only thing that I'm just not, you know, the one thing that I can say if anybody wants to bring it up when it comes about race, is how Michael was still a nigga, so a nigga was rocking with some white boys, his music stripped. R. Kelly fucking with these black girls, and it don't even matter. It ain't never mattered. Never mattered. Never mattered. Because people are... Leave this man alone. Let him woo woo woo. That's because your uncle got a young tenderoni right there. My thing is this. Instead of us being so, oh, the black man's down and we can't keep the black man down. You know, another black man hater, the whole chick with the Me Too movement. I can't remember her name, but no. Who was speaking up for black women when black women needed to be spoken up for? Nobody. No, I mean, for women, really in general. Because this has been happening. This has been happening. So what if it's in the light? You mad because you don't want to hear the bad shit about people. You want to just glorify, damn, the Beamer, Benz's, Bentleys. Oh, the nice businesses these people got. The nice reputations. They can't do no wrong. Yes, they can. Because they have power. Power is, whew. And you ain't even got to have money to have power. It's broke niggas that's controlling these women every day. Niggas who ain't got a dollar to their name, but they fed, they clothed, and they got a whole home. having some nice sex. Then can even mess with a whole nother hoe. That's what's bad. So I don't put nothing past nobody. I done seen shit. So it's like I can't just be like, oh, she telling her story, and I'm like, why they trying to do that nigga like that? How the fuck you just skip her whole? How do you skip her whole encounter with a man that? That's fucked up. Oh, that doesn't happen. Like you're pretty much saying it doesn't happen when you know it do. It's just ease mental notes, you know. I'm just talking my shit, you know. Shit we don't talk about. I mean, really don't talk about. We only talk about the surface shit. We only talk about what the media talks about. No, let's dig deep. Come on now. Dig deep. Stir up a conversation with your peoples. See who really about what they say they about. You start to really understand when you have conversations like this with people, you can't even be mad at their response because that's their perspective. And that's how they feel. Now what you do is you understand the type of person they are. So now you know how to move. Because bro, if you sitting here telling me R. Kelly ain't do shit, you can't be around my daughter. That's period. Because my daughter gonna be fine as hell. Okay. Book path. But that's some real shit though. Because now you gotta really look at motherfucking sideways. Like, okay. Okay. I see now. It's just... Relationships in the black community, it's going to be so hard to change between like men and women, I feel like, in the respect level that we're supposed to have for one another. It's going to be so hard because I don't believe that men understand how men really are. I really don't think men understand how men really are. Because I've had multiple conversations with men who will really be the captain save a nigga. But it's funny when you know what's up when the conversation is like this. We're sitting here and we're talking about the whole Me Too movement, and I'm sitting here talking about how a man isn't like how men are not responsible for how their homeboys are. Say that right? Or I'll say Man, yeah, because, you know, dudes, they, you know, they be real aggressive, or they can never take no for an answer. So you have to sometimes lie to men. Like, yeah, I got a dude, you know what I'm saying? Niggas ain't going to care. You feel me? Niggas is still going to whoop whoop. So to me, all men are dogs, essentially. It was, might have been some woman, your mom, your grandma might have tamed it at one point, but all men are dogs. That's the fact for me. I don't give a fuck when nobody say I know all types of men, all different types of men, all, I ain't even gonna say men. I'm gonna say black men. And I ain't saying like dogs, like take that so literal, like dang man, she trying to put niggas down. Nah, cause sometimes a dog and a nigga is cool. It's okay. Cause you gotta have that type of phase to really become, you know, macho, I feel like. In a way. But nonetheless, the first response is, well, women, they are the first, you know, they be cheating, doing shit. Like, bro, but we ain't even addressed what the niggas be doing. I don't even understand. That was the conversation. Why are we? Conversations are never on one sex. It always gotta gravitate to what the other sex do, because, well, why? Why can't we sit here and help adjust our black men to be better men? Let's have the conversations we don't talk about, because this is a woman's perspective. Men don't want to hear what women gotta say, for real. Because if we really gave y'all our perspective, just really sat down and really talked to y'all and really help y'all understand how we see it. Because what y'all be giving may not be how you really giving it. You could be trying one way and it don't really come out that way. But the shit sound familiar because it's the same with women. We snap off, but shit, my bad. I didn't really mean to say it that way. But I meant it this way. But men don't really go real deep into, well, why? What's up, babe? Why you? What's going on? Why you tripping? Nope. Back and forth. I want it to get easier. I really do. But we gonna be good, though. Just do what you gotta do for you. Well, you guys, it's Ease Mental Notes. I just really hope you guys understand where I'm coming from. It's all me. You understand? It's your girl, Taylor Eve. Shout out to y'all for listening. Please understand, it's our responsibility to make each other better. Tell your homeboy to slow down on them young girls. And talk to y'all kids. Tell them they shouldn't be acting grown in the streets, okay? Or talk to y'all babies. Don't let nobody just touch y'all. Well, y'all be safe, all right? Nothing but love. Follow me at Ease Mental Notes. EaseMentalNotes.com. Make sure y'all check out the website. And y'all better be reading my blogs, y'all. Because I be writing that shit for y'all. Okay? Comment. Contact me. Let me know what you guys think. Okay. I mean, again, shout out to Bam Williams for the tracks, man. This shit was rotten. It was rotten.
Nigga moment.
Yeah. Bam, why you ain't pick up the phone? Let's get it.
It's a real nigga moment.
Hey, I'm about to wash your clothes. Come on. Let me just wash your clothes. Come on. And he like, nah, man, what you talking about? Nah, man, you about to go right now? He was like, all right, well, let me get some stuff. He trying to play it off because he know the nigga nasty. So he trying to pick up other stuff. She was like, nah, come on, man. Just come on. They right here. Can I come on? Nah, nigga, see, you nasty. You got these motherfucking nasty ass drawers? Oh, my God. I was rolling. That shit be real light, though, because women are really observant of their body. We make sure that everything is gone. Niggas just don't be, no. They not about to be looking back there. That's not happening.
Oh, my God. Mm-mm. Oh, my God.
Nigga better use a baby wipe.
Yeah.
Jesus. So I'm not putting my lips on no. No, I'm good.
Damn.
Real nigga moment. Don't you, I'm a real nigga, man. I be knowing things. It's the shit we don't talk about. Uh-huh. It's the shit we do not talk about. Hey, but it's life. So you just ride with it. Shit. The fuck? Nigga, get your shit together. Here's our baby wipes. But I'm not eating no booty hoe or no nigga. Hit me, it's ease mental notes, check me out, check me out.